You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Fresno Grizzlies Baseball is brought to you by Save Mart, Express Furniture Rentals, Les Provence Apartment Homes, Toyota, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. The Fresno Grizzlies pregame show is brought to you by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here is the voice of the Grizzlies, Tip Slack.
A cold and windy Thursday evening in the South Bay as the Fresno Grizzlies are on the road for the third game in a six-game series, taking on the San Jose Giants at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. From Excite Ballpark, I'm Tim Slack. Thanks so much for joining us on what is an overcast evening, but the Grizzlies brought the gloom to the home fans on Wednesday night when Fresno was able to open up the ballgame with a four-run seventh inning. And the Grizzlies used some small ball early on after a double off of the bat of Luis Mendez into right field. Alan Espinal put down a bunt that Charlie McDaniel, the pitcher, threw down the right field line. And that scored Mendez, gave the Grizzlies the lead, and then Fresno executed. Yiker Reyes, a sacrifice bunt. Kelvin Hidalgo, a sacrifice fly. And those are the situations that when you look at the Fresno Grizzlies run differential, you say, how in the world is this team 8-9? They have the worst run differential in the California League at negative 38. Been outscored 77-115 through the first 17 games of the year, but it's those situations in which the Grizzlies have executed the best so far this year. And they did that again on Wednesday, and it was exactly that sort of execution in tough situations with runners on second that they were able to get the runner over and in, and they were 5 of 6 in those situations to really pull it out. And then later in that inning, it was Tommy Hopvey who continues to hammer the ball from the right side. McDaniel's first pitch, tagged deep into left field, and it is gone! It gets out in a hurry for Hopvey. A two-run homer makes it 5-1, Fresno in the seventh. Third homer of the year for Hopvey. They have all come from the right side. And so Hopvey made it a four-run inning for Fresno in that seventh inning. They would have to add on, and they did, and ultimately ended up winning that game 9-5, handing San Jose its first loss here at Excite Ballpark this season. But that is the type of thing for the Grizzlies, those close situations. You wonder how they're winning ball games, because when it has been close, they have been able to execute. Now, on the flip side of the coin, the important part of it is creating more of those situations, and they've also been able to get out of those situations. Brody Breck walked 4 guys last night. Grizzlies pitching staff walked 9 in total. But the pitchers bared down and got some big outs throughout. The bullpen was really good. Fidel Ulloa ended up getting the win. He went 2 1/3. He did give up a run, which snapped a 4-game scoreless streak for the right-hander, but he struck out 4. Luke Jewett, a scoreless 8th inning. And then Justin Lohr pitched tonight, did give up a couple of runs late, but some defensive miscues. But the game was out of hand, and that's kind of the point of all this. Is Fresno, when it has been close, has been at their best, and they have executed in those situations. So they've gotten the most out of what they have done so far this year. So to get a little bit more insight, we're going to talk to one of the Grizzlies' catchers, Alan Espinal, not in the starting lineup tonight, but a two-hit night, a part of some of those added runs late in the ball game, and get some perspective. A guy who played 4 years at Vanderbilt in the SEC, and learn what his adjustments have been as well. That's coming up on the Chuck Chancy Gold pregame show from Excite Ballpark, game three of this six-game series between San Jose and Fresno on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Oh, no. The PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget, your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Back here on the Chuck Chancy Gold pregame show with Grizzlies catcher Alan Espinal. A couple of hits last night, RBI double, and a big sacrifice bunt in the seventh inning. And one of the themes that I see, Alan, is just when this team is winning, you guys are finding ways to get sacrifice bunts down and do little things. What's the chemistry of this team like? What can you share that is making those moments so successful?
I mean, thanks for having me, first of all. Yeah. And for this team, it's a very fast team. We got a lot of athletes on the team, a lot of fast guys, a lot of guys that like to run, and that's going to be our offense. Our offense is going to be like to press on, put pressure on the defense, and do the little things right. Just like you saw last night, that's what we're trying to do. Just play small ball and let the things play out.
Well, I know game-winning situations are important. Last night, 5 for 6 in those situations, and you were in the middle of some big ones last night. What feels like the difference in those situations, and why are you guys executing so well?
I mean, it's just a term of approach and mindset. I think we've worked pretty hard on those. That's the only thing that we're trying to focus on right now, because it's a mental side of the game. It's just treating that at bat like no other. You can't put extra pressure on yourself. It's just like a normal at bat, and we've been working on that. And that's just where you want to win ball games. It's in pressure situations, not always when it's everything easy.
Well, it's not easy coming into a place like this. San Jose was 7-0 at home before last night. You guys get the win. It's a long season. But when you notch little moments like that, what does that do for the chemistry of the team and the morale of the team?
I mean, yeah, it is a long season, but at the same time, you got to stay present. So every game matters. I don't like thinking too ahead. I don't like thinking it's a long season because, you know, there's a lot of ball games getting played, but you have to be where your feet are. And in terms of yesterday, it's just like we just want to attack. We just want to put pressure from the first pitch, and that's what we want to do. And if we do that, we're going to be in a pretty good spot.
Well, you guys have been in a pretty good spot. You look at the third game of this series. You're also one of the nice things about talking to you is you handle the pitching staff. You know what's going on with them right now. And this group, you guys are working out of tough situations in the same way. What are some of maybe those conversations and what do you see from this group that gives you a lot of hope and optimism for how you guys get out of jams?
Yeah, I don't think hope is a word. I think belief is one word that I would use. I don't like hanging on to hope because it's something that you just throw enough for the win. But these guys are tough. These guys on the mound are tough. The guys on the infield and outfield are very, very tough. And that's just what it is. There's going to be innings where like you got to get screwed over either by like three dinky hits or you maybe walked a couple guys. But it's the ability to go back in the game and still finish, knowing that the inning's not over, that you have other guys behind you that are going to play ball and just do your job. So that's what it is. You just got to like believe that you're going to get out of this inning or that situation without leaving out all hope.
I think that's great insight. And for fans getting to know you a little bit, from Vanderbilt, played college ball there, but from Puerto Rico originally. So when you went to Vanderbilt, did you ever dream of playing pro ball in California? Or how has that all matched with those expectations?
Every time I wake up and I talk to my mom, it's like, Mom, I can't believe I'm in California playing ball right now. I never in my life imagined that I would be playing ball in California. Like, I never thought that I would be in California at some point in my life. But it's just like everything. Baseball's taking me all over the world. So I'm grateful. Every day is like a new day. Every day is like a first day. And that's how I want to treat the ball.
Well, I was asking some guys yesterday who played here at Excite Ballpark in college. You played at some big venues in the SEC. Yeah. So when you come here, what are maybe some of the thoughts and what are some of the adjustments to a little bit of a smaller park and a little bit different weather?
Yeah, I mean, you got to scan it, you know. Like, every field is different in its own regard. So you just got to be ready for it. I mean, I like coming out here and, like, scanning the field before we play just to know, like, if the ball hits here, what's it going to do? But every ball game is the same, man. Every ballpark, I just tell you, like, I just got to play the game. And that's what it is. No matter where I am, no matter who I'm playing against, I just got to know who I am, know my role, and try to execute as best I can.
Well, great job executing last night, and appreciate the time today.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
That's Grizzlies catcher Alan Espinal. We'll be right back with the starting lineups and first pitch. It's game 3 of a 6-game series at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. Hey there, cool cats. Chuck Chancey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang and Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chuck Chancey soon. Must be 21 or older to play.
Now making its debut at Chuck Chancey Park, the $3 value menu. In 2025, ballpark favorites are only $3. Get hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels, nachos, chips, soda, and ice cream sandwiches for just $3 each, all season long. Plus, you can snag a 12-ounce canned beer for only $5. With tickets already starting at just $8, there is truly no better value than Grizzlies baseball in 2025. We'll see you at Chuck Chancey Park.
Oh no, the PTA, they've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid, get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chuck Chancey Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new one-versus-one food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
A gloomy Thursday evening, but the third game of a 6-game series between the San Jose Giants and the Fresno Grizzlies at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Let's get good evening. I'm Tim Slack. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. Fresno 8-9 to start the year. A gritty win last night to open things up. They scored 8 of their 9 runs in the final 3 at bats. And Cesar Galvez will roll out a very similar lineup, with Yiker Reyes leading off in center field. Kelvin Hidalgo is the shortstop. Tommy Hotvey in left field will hit third.
Blake Wright, the third baseman, bats cleanup. Felix Tena in right field bats fifth. Luis Mendez is the second baseman, hitting sixth. Francisco Garcia back into the lineup tonight. He is the DH, batting seventh. Juan Castillo is the catcher, who will hit eighth. And Kevin Fitzer at first base bats ninth. Brian Mena will be on the bump for Fresno today, the right-handed starter for the Grizzlies. Is 0-1 with a 7.82 ERA. He'll be opposed by Drake George, a right-hander out of Lewis and Clark State, 0-1 with a 1.64 ERA. This is a string of tough starters that the Grizzlies will have to deal with, and they did well against yesterday's starter for San Jose, Nico Meza. And now we'll look against George, 23-year-old in his first professional year, 13th round draft pick a year ago, was a Cascade Conference co-pitcher of the year last year. Defense behind him will have Lisbel Diaz in left, Dakota Jordan in center, Carlos Gutierrez in right, Hipwell, Cio, Reckley, and Christian, third to first in the infield, and Fernando Gonzalez behind the plate. Yaker Reyes digs in to get us going and takes a first pitch down and in for ball one at 6:01 this evening. George's next offering up and in, and it's two balls and no strikes to the left-hand hitting Reyes. Had a stolen base last night, got his average up to 196. 2-0 pitch is poured in for a strike. And George into the conversation at two balls and a strike. The umpires in this series, Patrick McMorris back behind the plate and Frankie Gonzalez on the bases. 2-1 pitch up and out to Reyes, three balls and one strike. One of the conversations about the Grizzlies executing in game-winning situations is they need to create more of them. Reyes chops one to first on the 3-1 pitch. Jacob Christian bends down and grabs it. And that is the first out of the ball game. And that has just been the thing. Grizzlies haven't gotten the leadoff man on a ton. And even last night, it took a while to get the leadoff guy on until the sixth inning. Kelvin Hidalgo will come to the plate with one out and nobody on, facing the righty Drake George. And he watches outside on the first pitch. Hidalgo hitting 217, held mostly in check last night. As George winds and deals, and a 1-0 fastball sinks back over the outside corner for strike one. One ball and one strike to Hidalgo. Kelvin 0 for 2, but he did walk, drive in a run, and score a run. Swing and a miss through the breaking ball from Drake George. And Hidalgo in a 1-2 hole. Monster week last week. Both of his home runs coming at home against Lake Elsinore. And most of his 15 RBI, 11 of them, in that series as well. And he swings and misses at a fastball by George. And they're quickly two away in the top of the first. Well, one of last night's heroes, Tommy Hopvey, will come to the plate. Batting from the left side. Hopvey up to 304 on the season. He's got three homers and 16 RBIs. All the home runs coming from the right side against left-handed pitching. And he swings and pops the first pitch out of play. Talking to Tommy a little bit before the game, he has switched to that torpedo bat. And last night had a jam shot single down the third base line, 0-1 pitch. Too far inside, doesn't get the call. 89-mile-an-hour sinker from George, and it's 1-1. But Tommy was chuckling. He said, I always get jammed, so this helps me out. 1-1 pitch. Down and in, two balls and a strike. And, of course, the trend with that bat is the most of the wood is closer to the hitter's hands. 2-1 pitch. Is down low. Three balls in a strike to Hopvey with two outs in the top of the first. Nobody on base. But he did square up that home run. It was a laser over the left field fence. 3-0, 3-1 catches the inside corner. Hopfe thought it was ball four off the plate and had tossed his bat and immediately apologized to Patrick McMorris, said, "Oh, I'll take a timeout here." And so the count is full, 3-2. Drake George trying to cruise through the first inning. Set down the Grizzlies in order, and the payoff pitch is top towards second, picked up easily by Reckley, who flips on to first and ends the inning. So Drake George does set down Fresno in order in the top of the first. No runs, no hits, nothing going for the Grizzlies. Through one half inning, it is Fresno 0, San Jose, coming up on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chick Chansey Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new one-versus-one food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
Hey there, cool cats. Chick Chansey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang and Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chick Chansey soon. Must be 21 or older to play. Brian Mena to the bump in San Jose for the Fresno Grizzlies. Bottom of the first inning, no score yet. Here's the lineup that Edwin Villegas lays out for San Jose. The Giants 9-8 in third in the Northern Division. We'll start with Carlos Gutierrez, the right fielder. Dakota Jordan in center field bat second. Jacob Christian back at first base will hit third. Drew Kavanaugh will DH again tonight. He DH'd on Tuesday's San Jose win. Lisbel Diaz in left field bats fifth. Giancarlo Cio is the shortstop, hitting sixth. Fernando Gonzalez will catch and bat seventh. Robert Hipwell at third bats eighth. And Ryan Reckley will get the start at second base and bat ninth. Carlos Gutierrez has been a lightning rod for controversy in this series. Takes a first pitch outside. It's 1-0. Gutierrez hitting 295, and he grounds one sharply to second. Luis Mendez down to a knee, fields it and throws it out, and I'll have to wait till the next at-bat to tell you about why Gutierrez has been so controversial. Let's get you the Grizzlies defense behind Mena tonight. Fresno Grizzlies defense brought to you by Save Mart. Save Mart has your bases covered, your neighborhood, your Save Mart. Hotvi Reyes and Tena left to right in the outfield. Right, Hidalgo Mendez Fitzer, third to first in the infield. And then Juan Castillo back behind the plate tonight for the Grizzlies. Dakota Jordan takes strike one from Mena. Jordan standing in at 258. He was up near 300 as he pops one up off the hands. This is towards second. Luis Mendez calls everybody off, and Luis Mendez has the first two outs in his glove. So quickly, two are out and nobody on in front of Jacob Christian, who races up to the box to avoid any sort of pitch clock violation that we've seen plenty of. So he digs in with two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the first, and Mena just a couple of pitches for his first two outs, and he misses inside with ball one. I think that was the fourth pitch of the inning for Brian Mena, his 1-0 pitch. Runs inside to Christian, two balls in, no strike. So Jacob Christian, still the California League leader in RBI, despite the Grizzlies keeping him contained last night. 2-0 pitch from Mena. Big breaking ball. Gets an off-balance swing from Christian, falling over the plate. Two balls and one strike. Cloudy, kind of rough spring day in the Bay Area by Bay Area standards, as Mena misses with a curveball and so now falls behind Christian 3-1. A little bit of wind. Looks like it's getting ready to rain, but nothing yet. Everybody bundled up, however. 3-1 pitch, and Christian's behind a 90-mile-an-hour fastball from Brian Mena. And the count runs full, 3-2. Christian also tied for the California League lead and the team lead for San Jose with 4 home runs. Payoff pitch, fouled off the hands. Their fastball running in on the hands of the big first baseman for San Jose. Men has had a bit of a mixed bag this year, but coming out, being aggressive, getting some soft contact for the first 2 outs, now trying to battle with Christian. Payoff pitch is a breaking ball bounced above the Grizzlies' dugout. So a good little at-bat with 2 outs, at least forcing Mena to throw some pitches. After quick first 2 outs, Mena winds and pauses. Now the payoff pitch. Breaking ball down and away, 4-4. So Christian lays off. Doesn't bite, and it's a 2-out walk to the Giants' first baseman in front of Drew Kavanaugh. Grizzlies had nothing but compliments for last night's catcher from San Jose. He did what nobody has been able to do this year. Threw out 2 Grizzlies on the bases. Caught Blake Wright stealing twice. Left-hand hitter hitting 292, and he swings and fouls off the first pitch. He had a good night at the plate as well. Kavanaugh 2-for-3. He scored 2 runs. Also hit a triple and walked twice. Seemed like he was on base every inning. Mena turns and throws to send Christian diving back to the base. Jacob Christian, power hitter, but he runs well, 3-for-3. And he's got a huge jump. Mena turns and throws it away. Christian was diving back into the first base bag. And Mena was well behind it. And now Cesar Galvez is out. And not 100% sure what Galvi is protesting here. I think he thinks there might have been time called, potentially. Oh, they called it a balk.
Thanks, sir.
So Galvez is trying to get Patrick McMorris and Frankie Gonzalez, the umpires, to have a meeting, which they will. So the only thing I could think of would be that the pitch clock violation would prevent the runner from advancing. That would be the only reason why the Grizzlies were out of the dugout. It's worth the effort. So for the second straight night, the Grizzlies have committed a first inning error on a failed pickoff. So now Kavanaugh, with the runner in scoring position, takes the 0-1 pitch outside, 1-1. We've had some confusing plays. We're not even halfway through this series yet. 1-1 pitch, and it's grounded towards short. Hidalgo a couple of feet away from the bag at second, fields it and throws out Kavanaugh. And the walk and error go for naught in the first as Mena works around it and retires the side. Through 1, no score here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Third game of a 6-game series between the Giants and the Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chuck Chansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Second inning at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Blake Wright to lead things off, followed by Felix Tena and Luis Mendez against the San Jose starter, Drake George. A scoreless ball game through one inning. As George cut through the Grizzlies lineup, and he misses outside to Wright to start off the second. Wright hitting .250 on the season. He's driven in six runs. And a pitch down low makes it two balls and no strikes to Wright. Mentioned that Blake was caught stealing, and I would give him the benefit of the doubt as Grizzlies end up with a pickoff as well yesterday. So three caught stealing. They'd only been caught once all year coming into the game. They were 39 of 40. Strike over from George. Now the 2-1 pitch to Wright is a slider that does not get the call outside, and Wright in the driver's seat at 3-1. But Blake trying to create in those situations, and Drew Kavanaugh made some terrific throws. 3-1 pitch. Gets the call on the outside corner. It's the second Grizzly thinking that they had earned a walk on a 3-1 pitch. Tommy Hopvey took a step towards first, even chucked the bat last inning. But Patrick McMorris says, no, that fastball is good. George taking a long time to get on the same page with Gonzalez, now does. 3-2 pitch is a breaking ball in the perfect spot. Had Wright looking, and Drake George has a couple of strikeouts. This one backwards, and Wright the first out of the second. Now Felix Tena hitting .160. 0-for-4 last night, but had the RBI hit, and he swings at the first pitch, bounces it to third. Hipwell right near the bag, throws wide, and it is offline. Jacob Christian with a big stretch, couldn't grab it. Tena took a minute to get back to the base, and they will ask for time. He's going to stay at first. Going to wait for a replay to confirm what that was. Hipwell threw that ball on the run as he stepped over the bag. Might have misstepped a bit. But I was just going to say, as it will be ruled a hit for Tena, his RBI ground out last night was one of the plays that the Grizzlies were talking about the most after the game. Here's Mendez, who had a really good night. He was 1-for-4, a broken bat double into right field, drove in a run, scored twice. And these two guys right here were in the thick of a lot of what has made Fresno successful. The line shot over the head of the shortstop, Cio, and into left field as Luis Mendez has a base knock. And it's back-to-back hits with one out in the second for Fresno. In front of Francisco Garcia. And so these are the situations that Fresno circles more than anything else. What do you do and how do you advance the runners? And that's where they're finding the margins. Told you in the pregame that scoring differential on the season, they're minus 38 entering today, and they won by 4 last night. Here's Francisco Garcia, the DH, hitting .159, takes a breaking ball down low. It's 1-0. And it's not so much about do you get a base hit. It's Do you do the job that the situation calls for? 1-0 pitch. Ties up Garcia with the fastball up around his letters. And it's 1-1. If you hear some extra cheering, it's because Garcia has been tabbed as the beer batter tonight. So a Thursday night crowd that's bundled up here at Excite Ballpark would like some discounted beer. 1-1 pitch. On the inside corner, it's 1-2. It's a little bit louder. But these situations were where Fresno excelled yesterday. They were 5-for-6 in terms of how they score it. 1-2 pitch to Garcia. Ties him up, and he tips it into the glove of Gonzalez, much to the delight of the fans here at Excite Ballpark, who are not going to watch the final out of this inning because they're going to the beer stand. Like in unison. So two outs and Juan Castillo will come to the plate with two on. And he swings at the first pitch, chops it up the third baseline, just missed the bag. Foul. I will tell you, there is no better way to get fans to exit than to tell them that beer's on sale. They are flowing down. So two outs, two on, the 0-1 count to Castillo, sitting 194, and he lifts one down the right field line towards the batting cages and out of play. And he's down 0-2. A strikeout to start the inning. Drake George got Blake Wright, and then Tena's infield hit, Luis Mendez, line to base hit into left field. Now Fresno feeling like they need to convert in this inning. 0-2 pitch from George, and it's a soft liner out into left field. It will hang up for Lisbel Diaz, who comes on to make the catch and in the inning. That ball just stayed up in left field just a little bit too long, and Diaz able to get there in plenty of time. No runs, two hits for Fresno. They leave two stranded in the inning. We'll head to the bottom of the second. There is no score between the Grizzlies and the Giants on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chancey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable, only in downtown Fresno.
Chilly evening in San Jose. No score between Fresno and the San Jose Giants at Excite Ballpark. So glad you could join us on this Thursday night. Still a good night for baseball, and this is very much Bay Area weather where it gets a little chillier and windier, but we've had as good a weather as you could ask for the first two games of the series. Very spring day here. Lisbel Diaz, Giancarlo Cio, Fernando Gonzalez due up against Brian Mena in the bottom of the second. First pitch of Lisbel Diaz is down low with the breaking ball for ball one. Diaz hitting 279. Got six extra base hits, and he slashes one into right center field. It's going to drop in front of Yaker Reyes. And Diaz just seemingly has been on all series. Had two hits yesterday. Gets a hit here, and Tuesday he had three hits, so he's hit in every game. Already six hits in this series, good start. Now Giancarlo Cio, Shortstop bats from the left side, hitting 261. Nobody out. The runner on first, Diaz. First pitch, bounce to second. Mendez, moving to his left, will get the out at second, and that is it. And then Diaz stayed on his feet and kind of ran into the hands of Hidalgo. Grizzlies trying to make a case that it was interference. I don't think Hidalgo had any shot at Cio at second, but they were at least asking the base umpire, Frankie Gonzalez. So the fielder's choice. And Diaz held up to let that ball get through so it wouldn't hit him. First pitch outside to Fernando Gonzalez. Back behind the plate today, hitting 214. Cio leading off first base with one out in the bottom of the second. And out of the stretch, and Gonzalez yanks it foul off of the light pole down the third base line. It goes bouncing in one of the picnic areas. Mena has had to work around quite a bit of traffic in his first three outings this year, giving up at least five hits in each of his first three starts. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Two balls and a strike, but he had the strikeout stuff working in those outings. At least five Ks. And now up over 13 innings on the season. The first inning and a third today. 2-1 pitch to Gonzalez. There goes Cio, and it's grounded towards short, so they'll stay out of the double play. A high hop to Hidalgo, who gloves it and throws to get the out. Teams are starting to figure out Fresno a little bit. They turned 12 double plays in the first 12 games, and so you have to put the runner in motion at some point. San Jose staying out of the double play so far. That was a double play ball. A couple of ground balls induced by Mena in this inning after the single. Two outs and a runner on second as Robert Hipwell, left-hand hitting third baseman, comes to the plate. Hipwell hitting just 122 to start the year. This is his 15th game. Mena's first pitch to him, down and in, ball one. He did have a double and an RBI in the loss last night, inserted back into the lineup. Six-round pick out of Santa Clara. We'll get a lot of opportunities over there. A local guy, originally from Los Gatos. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Yesterday it was talking to all the Grizzlies who were familiar with Excite Ballpark, had played here in college. Hipwell, well known throughout the area. 1-1 pitch, tipped into the glove of Castillo as he was out in front of the changeup, and it's 1-2. Two outs at the bottom of the second. Leadoff single by Diaz. He was retired on a fielder's choice. So Cio, now the runner at second, moved up after the Fernando Gonzalez ground out. Breaking ball just a bit low. A lot of late life on the curveball from Mena. And the count even, two balls in, two strikes. Wind blown out to left. Completely cloudy day after we hardly saw a cloud through the first two games of this series. 2-2 from Mena. Fastball. Does not get the call. And the count is full, 3-2. Looked like a pretty good pitch from Mena. Payoff pitch to Hipwell. Mena delivers, and it's swung on and missed. Changeup got him fishing to end the second inning. So San Jose, who left 15 guys on last night, have put a guy on in each of the first two innings, but haven't got him past second. We've completed two at Excite Ballpark. No score yet between the Giants and the Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chancey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable, only in downtown Fresno.
No score through the first two innings in San Jose. Kevin Fitzer, Yaker Reyes, and Kelvin Hidalgo due up against the San Jose starter, Drake George, in the top of the third inning. George winds and deals. First pitch to Kevin Fitzer's. Swung on and missed. It's 0-1. I think Fitzer is showing signs of really breaking out. 0-1 pitch. High and tight. One ball and one strike. Hitting 122. Had a base hit last night. But his plate discipline has become a lot better over the last week. Watches an outside fastball sink over the edge, and it's 1-2. He can use all fields with a little bit of power. 1-2, breaking ball, bounce towards third. Charging in is Hipwell, gloves it, loads up, and throws to first. And does get Fitzer, who grounds out to start this inning. The hits are going to come, and Fresno really anticipating it from him. But a little bit of a slow start to the year as the lineup turns over here in the third. And Yaker Reyes will come to the plate. Grounded out to the first baseman, Jacob Christian, on a 3-1 pitch to start the ball game. Facing George for the second time and swings over the top of a curveball. It's 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Had to double check the scoreboard. As Yaker Reyes is 0-2. Should be tough to do at this point. The 0-2 pitch. They predicted the future as he goes down on strikes. George with four strikeouts already. And there's quickly two outs. Only the two hits by Tena and Mendez that came back-to-back with one out in the second. Breaking up a very strong start from Drake George. Two outs, nobody on for Kelvin Hidalgo. Watches a breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Hidalgo, the first strikeout victim of George, back in the first inning. Right-hander out of the wind, rocks and fires. This curveball too far inside, and it evens the count up at 1-1. Outfield with Dakota Jordan shading Hidalgo to hit the ball the other way. He bounces it on the infield. Jacob Christian picks it up, will turn and take it himself. He waved off Drake George to step on the bag and beat Hidalgo to end the inning. George has retired five in a row and sets down the Grizzlies in order for the second time tonight. To the bottom of the third we go at Excite Ballpark. No score between the Grizzlies and the Giants on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chansey Park. Presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks. Both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
No score. Now in the bottom of the third in San Jose. Third game of a six-game series between the Grizzlies and the Giants. And first two kind of set on razor's edges before big innings. And for the Giants on Tuesday, it was the third inning. We'll get a chance potentially to talk about why Carlos Gutierrez has been such a lightning rod in this series. But first, Ryan Reckley will lead things off against Mena, 9-1-2. First pitch bounce towards second, a funky hop to Mendez, who fields and quickly gets rid of it. Reckley was speeding down the first baseline and almost beat out the very, very soft ground ball. So one out, and now Carlos Gutierrez, who grounded out to Mendez his first time up. So in the third inning on Tuesday, he stole second. Grizzlies thought they had him. And the base umpire tonight was on the bases then, Frankie Gonzalez. He said safe. Grizzlies disagreed as missed with the first pitch, comes back and misses with a changeup down low. Two balls and no strikes. So that was kind of the impetus. There was one out. That should have been two. Got a ground ball later in the inning. Felt like they should have been out of the inning. Then Grizzlies made an error. Felt like they should have been out of the inning one more time after that, as Gutierrez fouls off a pitch 2-1. And then last night in the sixth, it was tied at one. And guess who stole second again but Carlos Gutierrez? And guess who thought they got him again but the Fresno Grizzlies? And it misses outside, and it's 3-1. Different base umpire that time. This is a ground ball to Mendez. Heard that a couple of times. Moving to his left. Fields and throws out Gutierrez for out number two. Two ground outs. Now three ground outs to Mendez. Induced by Mena so far tonight. And then two to his double play partner, Kelvin Hidalgo. So two outs. And Dakota Jordan to the plate with nobody on. Watches a breaking ball inside. Patrick McMorris was more concerned about the music that was playing as Mena dealt the ball home. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike. But it was McMorris who, obviously the Grizzlies are going to be frustrated. Felt like 2 days in a row the same play went against them. 1-1 pitch. Off the hands, a jam shot's going to fall in right field. A base hit for Dakota Jordan, who had been somewhat bottled up. He was 0 for 6 last night, so really held in check. And 1 for 5 on Tuesday. And after popping out, he was just 1 for 12 before that base hit in this series. Now Jacob Christian walked his first time up. But anyways, just to finish the story, is that Jerry Sullivan was ejected in the middle of all that. A throw over to first and just back in with the dive is Jordan. And I think the Grizzlies took a little umbrage with how quickly that Patrick McMorris was concerned with their dugout that they would even disagree. Big swing and a miss by Christian and a sinker down and in. No balls and one strike. So all that for the first Fresno ejection of the season. Another throw over, and Jordan just does get back in, but when he dove, it kind of looked like he stopped before reaching out to touch the base, and so Might see Jordan get a little bit more aggressive with two outs. And Mina is already picked over twice. 0-1 pitch to Christian. Mina deals. There goes Jordan. Breaking ball. Cut on and missed. And Castillo could not make the exchange. Jordan with the steal. It is 5 for Dakota Jordan this year. But 0-2 to Christian with two outs in the bottom of the third. Giants looking to break a scoreless tie as Mina trying to leave another guy stranded. The 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball. Castillo blocks it and then lost track of it between his legs for a second. Jordan stays put. Everybody asks for time, and we'll regroup. 1-2 to Christian. Powerful right-hand hitter. He's got power to all fields. And it's 1-2. Breaking ball grounded towards third. Wright stays down on it. Will field throws low, dug out by Fitzer. And that does end the third inning. So San Jose has left a guy on in each of the first three innings, and Brian Mina navigating out of a little bit of danger in each of the first three. But after three, headed to the fourth at Excite Ballpark, no score between the Giants and Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chansey Park. Presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks. Both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Fourth inning at Excite Ballpark. Both Fresno and San Jose have won a game apiece in this series. This is game 3 of 6 as we'll play through the weekend. Tommy Hotvey, Blake Wright, Felix Tena do up against the San Jose starter Drake George. And Hotvey swinging at the first pitch, rolls it to second where it's fielded by Ryan Reckley. And he throws out Hotvey for the second time so far today. So if Mina has been cruising. Right-hander has thrown 31 pitches through the first three innings. That was just the 35th pitch for Drake George. One pitch went out to start the fourth. Now Blake Wright struck out his first time and watches a fastball away. Ball one. I don't know. Something glitched on me. The number for George just dropped it. He's actually only thrown 28 pitches. I was looking at the wrong number. Curveball slips up. So George has been even more efficient. Two balls and no strikes to right. Fastball outside. Three balls and a strike. One big difference so far, the walk totals in this game. As I explain it, and George is in a three-ball count to Blake Wright, pours in a fastball to make it 3-1. We had 18 walks yesterday between the two teams. Each pitching staff walked 9 guys. 3-1 pitch, and Wright bounces one to the left side. It's Hipwell cutting in front of the shortstop, loads up and throws, and retires Wright for the second out. So Robert Hipwell's been active. Couple of plays over at third base already. And there are two outs and nobody on for Felix Tena, who singled to Hipwell back in the second inning. That was the first hit of the game for Fresno. Two out, nobody on, as George from the line deals a fastball in the outside corner. It's 0-1. And so for both pitchers, attacking the zone, forcing batters to put the ball in play, and not a lot of hard contact yet. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Big curveball gets Tena out, leaning over the plate. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball upstairs. One ball, two strikes. They're going to appeal to Frankie Gonzalez at first. He says no. For all the appeals that we've had this week, more than a handful, that's the first time the umpire's been in the normal position that you'd appeal to. 1-2, fastball outside, two balls in, two strikes. Right-hand hitter with the umpire at first base. A lot of times the umpire has been on the bases this week in check swing situations. 2-2 and a full swing, just fouled off at the plate, Tena able to stay alive. Got the end of the bat on the curveball that was down and away. And missed one leaning over the plate earlier. That time, able to stay alive. 2-2 pitch again from George. And Tena shoots it foul up the right field line. Not a ton of foul ground here at Excite Ballpark. And the most of the foul ground right behind the plate. And it kind of pinches towards the corner. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Called strike three. Drake George has set down eight in a row. And he ends the fourth with his fifth strikeout of the ball game. Nothing going for the Grizzlies in the top of the fourth as we head to the bottom of the inning on the Fresno Grizzlies audio network.
Affordable family fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Did you know that a single gallon of used motor oil can pollute 1 million gallons of fresh drinking water? If you change your own oil, do your part to reduce oil pollution by recycling. Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Just take them to a certified collection center or use the City of Fresno's curbside collection program. Call 621-1452 to request free program containers. Get more information at fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. That's 621-1111. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at fresnogrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Bottom of the fourth inning at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. No score between the Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants. Drew Cavanaugh, Liz Baldias, and Giancarlo Cio. Get an updated pitch count at some point for you. The number I was going off of froze in the middle of the last inning, but the point still stands. Both pitchers have been super efficient, even without the number to back it up. Drew Cavanaugh, Liz Baldias, Giancarlo Cio, as Cavanaugh swinging at the first pitch, lifts it high into center field, but right at Yiker Reyes, who dances to his left a couple of steps and squeezes it with two hands for the first out of the fourth. First pitch outs, we've had a handful of them tonight. And both teams being aggressive, but I think that speaks to the stuff of the starting pitchers getting contact off the end of the bat, off the handle. Liz Baldias maybe had one of the hardest hits, and he takes a curveball for strike one. Singled back to start the second. Got a good pitch off a minute to hit. 0-1. Another breaking ball. Bounce foul beyond the Grizzlies dugout. There's Alan Espinal getting the day off. Got the shin guards on, though. It was our pregame interview. A lot of good insight for Alan. And he sounds like a veteran. Of course, he spent 4 years at Vanderbilt. And a guy that they trust to help handle this pitching staff. 0-2, popped up behind the plate. Castillo didn't see it. Now loses the mask, comes back, slides in front of the wall, and he makes the catch. Juan Castillo gave it a good 2-3 seconds before he turned around to find it. And came racing back right next to the netting. Lost the mask and goes into a slide, leaning out to his left, makes the catch. That's a good one. Two outs, and Giancarlo Cio, left-hand hitter to the plate, watches a pitch down low. Cio reached on a fielder's choice on a ground ball he hit to Luis Mendez his last time up. Two outs, nobody on. Mena deals, and this is lifted into center field. Reyes racing back over his left shoulder, reaches up and makes the grab. Stabbed out at it at the last second, but he does squeeze it for the out. Made that a little bit of an adventure, but a pretty quick inning for Mena. And the Giants go in order in the fourth. We're still scoreless here at Excite Ballpark, headed to the fifth on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
One of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports is right here at Chukchansey Park. Single game tickets start at only $8. You can skip the lines and buy online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. From the Kodiak Club to right behind home plate, your favorite seat is just a click away. Don't forget to check out FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers for great deals. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Starting pitchers have been solid through the first four innings at Excite Ballpark tonight. Drake George and Brian Mena competing with zeros. And the right-hander George has struck out five Grizzlies. He's gotten six groundouts and one flyout. On the other side, Brian Mena has worked around a couple of hits and one walk. As Luis Mendez will lead things off. Takes a breaking ball for strike one. Mendez, Garcia, and Castillo. Mendez lined a ball out into left field for a base hit his first time. One of two hits for the Grizzlies. As George misses inside with a fastball. One ball, one strike. Four total hits in this game. As Mendez chases a sinker diving down and away. One ball, two strikes. I think five total base runners. 1-2 pitch. Mendez lines it to short again. This one a little bit lower at Giancarlo Cio. Taking a couple of steps to his right to make the catch. And Mendez has hit the ball right in Cio's area twice. And this time a little too low. It's out number one in the fifth. Now Francisco Garcia. Everybody already made their beer run because Garcia struck out the first time. As tonight's beer batter and getting some cheers as the first pitch misses away. Ball one. Powerful right-hand hitter. As George deals and Garcia tied up late. Bounces it up the first baseline. Foul. One ball, one strike. Chilly evening, and a couple of really great weather days here at the ballpark. 1-1, breaking ball is lifted high into right field. Gutierrez was there, moving to his left, and makes a hip-high catch. Just casually reached out for that one to put away Garcia for out number two. And the Giants had Garcia played well there. Two outs, nobody on in the fifth. Now Juan Castillo will come to the plate. George winds and deals, and Castillo lines the ball over the head of the second baseman Reckley into right field. Good piece of hitting from Juan. Didn't wait long, jumped down a pitch over the plate, and laces a single into right field. Third hit of the game for Fresno. Two outs, one on, and now Kevin Fitzer, who grounded out to third his first time up. Breaking ball. Down and in, ball one. George's only trouble was in the second when the Grizzlies put two guys on with one out. Fitzer swings over the top of a fastball. It got away from Gonzalez for a minute. But Castillo stays put at first. A consistent but gentle breeze moving out to left. Lights coming on here at Excite Ballpark. 1-1 pitch. And Fitzer chops it up the third baseline. Foul by Cesar Galvez. Ball's going to roll all the way towards the Grizzlies bullpen, where a reliever pops out to collect the souvenir for a fan. 1-2 to Fitzer. Activity in the Giants bullpen. Even though George going strong. Breaking ball grounded up the third baseline. Foul. One and two to Fitzer. Two away in the fifth inning. Castillo off first, and a breaking ball gets Fitzer looking. Sixth strikeout for Drake George. And the Grizzlies leave a runner stranded. No runs, one hit. Castillo left at first to the bottom of the fifth. It's still 0-0 in San Jose on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Drake George has his longest outing of the season, but his evening may be over as a right-hander is warming up for San Jose, and the Giants hoping that they can get him some runs of support, tied at zero as we start the bottom of the fifth. And Brian Minna, who has worked three outings previously. His longest outing of the year was five innings at Inland Empire back on April 13th. So he will start against Fernando Gonzalez and deal a first pitch strike. Gonzalez grounded out to short. 7-8-9 due up for the Giants in the bottom of the fifth. As Minna out of the wind, works and deals, and Gonzalez can't check his swing. Changeup diving away, and Mena up ahead 0-2. Worked around two hits so far and a walk. 0-2 pitch. Runs inside. One ball, two strikes. To the Giants catcher, Gonzalez. DH last night. Behind the plate Tuesday and tonight. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Hit him. Slipped out of the hand of Mena. And the leadoff batter aboard for just the second time tonight for San Jose. And Robert Hipwell is coming to the plate. Struck out his first time up. Gonzalez, one of just three players for the Giants who has not attempted a steal yet this year. Hipwell watches the first pitch strike from Mena, 0-1. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth, 0-0 game, and Gonzalez is going to be held on closely. As the Grizzlies would like to keep the double play in order, Giants have done a good job avoiding that so far in this series. Breaking ball, the big swing and a miss by Hipwell, 0-2. Hipwell worked deep into the count his first time against Mena. A couple of guys have forced a few pitches. Mena's 0-2. Fastball upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Giants looking to get a runner in scoring position again. They had one at second each of the first two innings. Changeup falls outside. Two balls and two strikes. And actually, with the two out knocked by Dakota Jordan, it was the first three. And then Mena sat down San Jose in order in the fourth, his only clean inning thus far. 2-2 to Hipwell. Mena out of the stretch delivers, and it's a fastball swung on and missed into the glove of Castillo for out number one. Only strikeout victim so far tonight for Brian Mena has been Robert Hipwell. He's gotten him twice. Now Ryan Reckley, who swung on the first pitch of his at-bat in the third to start that inning, grounded out to second. He runs well, though, with Gonzalez on first base. First pitch from Mena is maybe a little low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Fastball pumped in by Mena, 90. Inside corner, Reckley, who was aggressive in his first at-bat, trying to make Mena throw a couple of strikes here. Gonzalez leading off first. The 1-1 pitch is a fastball way outside, and Castillo got out there somewhat late, stabbed it and turned back around over his left shoulder. Did a 360 to check on Gonzalez. One away in the fifth. 2-1 directly with Gonzalez on first, and this is fouled back. Another fastball evens up the count at 2-2. Reckley got a piece of it coming right back to the netting. A 2-2 pitch. On its way from Mena, instead he'll throw over. And Gonzalez back safely again. Those are two pickoff moves in the at-bat by Mena. Gonzalez an extra half-step lead over at first. 2-2. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Reckley down on strikes. Back-to-back K's for Brian Mena, and there are two away in the fifth. And Carlos Gutierrez, who's grounded out to second twice, will come to the plate. No score in the bottom of the fifth inning. Grizzlies and Giants pivotal third game in this six-game series. And then misses outside with the changeup, ball one. Giants left a guy on base in each of the first three innings and didn't have any base runners in the fourth. Gonzalez leaning off first, 1-0 pitch, and Gutierrez shoots it out into left field, a base hit on a hop in front of Tommy Hotvey. Third hit of the game for the Giants will extend this fifth inning. It's the first time tonight that San Jose has had multiple runners on. Grizzlies bullpen now stirring somewhat in the left field corner. But no activity coming out of the dugout as Dakota Jordan comes to the plate. Jordan had a two-out knock in the third. A flare out into right field that extended the inning. He then stole second but was left stranded there. Looking to open the score, and he swings and chases a curveball in the dirt. 0-1. Gonzalez hit by a pitch to start the inning, and then Mena got Hipwell and Reckley to strike out. Carlos Gutierrez shot the single into left field, so it's first and second, 0-1. And Jordan, big swing and miss again at another curveball, as Mena's ahead 0-2. Plenty of excitement in the Giants organization around Dakota Jordan, the fourth-round pick out of Mississippi State. Grizzlies have kept him contained so far in this series. 0-2 pitch, fastball upstairs, one ball and two strikes. But the flare single last inning, you never know if that starts a different sort of streak. It's 2-for-12 in this series. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, and Jordan lays off. Actually, 2-for-13 is Jordan so far. So it's 2-2 to Dakota Jordan with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. And two guys on base for the Giants. Mena trying to navigate through this fifth inning. His 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, fouled off the foot of Jordan. Same swing that Dakota Jordan took on the first two curveballs. Seems to move his back foot towards home plate. Really opens up towards the third base line. It seems like he's trying to yank it down the third base line. And it's 2-2. Fastball down and away, and it's full. 3-2. Jacob Christian looming on deck. And certainly the diciest situation so far tonight for Brian Mena. He's worked around a single base runner, but now a full count with two guys on, and they will be in motion with the pitch. Mena's 3-2. Breaking ball, line to short, just past the glove of Hidalgo and into left center. Coming around to score is Gonzalez. They're going to wave around the runner Gutierrez. The relay throw will be held at short. It's a two-run double for Dakota Jordan, and it opens the scoring for San Jose in the bottom of the fifth. He wanted to challenge Dakota Jordan, who had been struggling, but he choked up with two strikes and just hit it out of the reach of Kelvin Hidalgo. And it scores two runs, and it gives the Giants a lead here in the fifth. These are situations that Fresno had been doing a good job getting out of trouble against. And now Christian, who's 0-for-1 with a walk, takes a fastball on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. And this is the part of the Giants lineup that can make these types of situations really hurt. Because now you're dealing with the California League leader in RBI. Mena gets a fastball at the knees for strike two. Good location on the first two pitches to Jacob Christian. if there's a flaw in Christian's game, Grizzlies know they can get him to swing and miss, and so getting ahead, awfully important in that, and trying to get him to expand the zone. Mena's 0-2. Swing and a miss, and he does get the strikeout of Christian to end the fifth inning. But Dakota Jordan has the breakthrough hit, a two-strike, two-out double that plates two for the Giants. They get the two runs on two hits. They leave one stranded. Through five complete at Excite Ballpark, it is 2-0 San Jose on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season is underway, and the best way to get a behind-the-scenes look at the club is to go in the den with the Fresno Grizzlies every Monday afternoon at 4:30 on the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app. Exclusive interviews, first looks, and special highlights take you beyond the field. In the Den with the Fresno Grizzlies, a new episode drops every Monday. Thanks to our friends at KC24 and CBS 47.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, arguably the best outing of the year for Drake George, who had been really good coming in, had only allowed two earned runs in 11 innings, but he gets his longest outing of the season. Five innings, does not allow a run, scattered three hits and struck out six. Now he turns it over to the bullpen, and it's Cole Hillier, the 6'2 right-hander who spent all of last season with San Jose. An undrafted free agent in 2023, signed out of Point Loma Nazarene University. He'll face the top of the Grizzlies lineup in the sixth with San Jose leading by two. And Hillier, a real good slider, bends it in for strike one to Yiker Reyes, who is 0-2. Reyes, Hidalgo, Hopvi will try to start the offense for Fresno as a fastball at 91, fouled in and out of the glove of the catcher Gonzalez, and it's 0-2. Hillier making what is his fifth appearance of the year. His last three, he is not allowed a run. He throws a changeup outside. Ball one, 1-2 to Reyes. Grounded out to first and struck out in two at-bats against Drake George. The 1-2 pitch is pulled up the first baseline, foul. And it's 1-2. And that's by Hillier's former college teammate, Jacob Christian. They played two seasons together. And then Hillier, out of collegiate eligibility, signed with the Giants after the draft in 23. Two really good Point Loma squads that won the PacWest Championship. 1-2 is fought foul. And Christian's freshman year, they went to the Division II national title game. And Hillier was a key piece of the pitching staff, a closer that was used almost every day. 1-2 pitch tipped into the glove of Gonzalez, and Reyes down on strikes as Hillier has out number one with a strikeout. So he has registered at least one strikeout in each of his first five outings of the season. And now Kelvin Hidalgo will come to the plate 0-2. Hillier has also had really good baseball career against teams from Fresno as he bends in a strike to Hidalgo. It's 0-1. Gets a swing and miss from Hidalgo at a slider. No balls, two strikes. Went away in the top of the sixth. San Jose leading 2-0 as Hidalgo fights off a cutter down the right field line. Remember in a game that Hillier pitched in college against the Division II team in Fresno, in a game in Fresno, he threw three innings out of the bullpen. 0-2 popped up down the first baseline. Christian giving chase. Christian dives and can't squeeze it. Maybe got a piece of it. Right up on the dirt, the warning track that is not comfortable to land on. But it has dirt stains to show for it. Lost the hat, lost the glasses. Just out of his reach. But it is still 0-2 to Hidalgo. Anyways, just to finish up the thought, is Hillier was a high leverage guy throughout his career, and sometimes that can be tough for scouts to anticipate exactly how that translates to the pro game. 0-2, bounced up the middle. Cio charging in front of the bag at second. Flips and gets the out. Hidalgo didn't run. And instead is by home plate, still stretching. Grizzlies already down a couple of bats. Robert Calaz on the IL. Roynier Hernandez has been out since Sunday. And Hidalgo, who earned California Player of the Week award last week for what he did against Lake Elsinore, certainly not a player that the Grizzlies could afford to be down. So two outs, nobody on for Tommy Hotvey. As Hillier deals, first pitch strike into Hotvey. It's 0-1. Hotvey leans out of the way. Seemed like it might have brushed by his jersey. Hillier pitched against the Grizzlies 8 times last year. He settles in a breaking ball. Make it 1-2. Struck out 11 Grizzlies. And he picked up 2 saves in those 8 appearances. Runs a pitch outside. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Had a pretty good year last year, and so figuring that the Giants would like him to start strong again this year. 2-2 pitch to Hotvey, and the breaking ball ran inside. Hotvey got a piece of it and falls down in a heap. But just does stay alive. Oh. Foul ball came in at his belt. Oof. 2-2 to Hotvey. Hillier trying to get through the sixth. His pitch fought off. Two again, and Hotvey chases this time the changeup out of the zone, down and away. Hillier strikes out 2, and the Grizzlies go in order in the 6th against the San Jose reliever. To the bottom of the inning, it is 2-0 San Jose on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. Hey there, cool cats. Chuck Chancey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang and Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chuck Chancey soon. Must be 21 or older to play.
Now making its debut at Chuck Chancey Park, the $3 value menu.
Thank you.
In 2025, ballpark favorites are only $3. Get hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels, nachos, chips, soda, and ice cream sandwiches for just $3 each, all season long. Plus, you can snag a 12-ounce canned beer for only $5. With tickets already starting at just $8, there is truly no better value than Grizzlies baseball in 2025. We'll see you at Chuck Chancey Park.
Well, now what the Grizzlies want to see, Kelvin Hidalgo has been lifted from the game after not being able to run out of ground ball, so he's being checked out. Nolan Clifford will come into the game at shortstop. Certainly capable defender, but the Grizzlies losing one of their leading hitters. And the injuries to the top of the lineup so far this year have kind of held back the offense a little bit. Quiet tonight with just three hits. But Brian Menebank out there gave up two runs last inning. Kavanaugh, Diaz, and Cio do up for San Jose. And Kavanaugh swinging first pitch again. Drills it out into right field for a single that falls in front of Tenna. Kavanaugh has been aggressive against Brian Mena tonight. A couple of first pitch swinging at bats. And this one, a leadoff hit in the sixth. So for the second consecutive inning and third time in six at bats tonight, the Giants have the leadoff man aboard. Now, Lisbel Diaz, who singled the leadoff the second, comes to the plate and watches a fastball outside ball one. 2-0 San Jose. They scored both of their runs on a two-out, two-run double by Dakota Jordan in the fifth. Mena's 1-0 gets Diaz practically falling over, trying to touch the curveball in the dirt. And it's one ball and one strike. A tight ball game. Here's, we're already in the sixth inning. 6 o'clock first pitch tonight. Mena kicks and deals, and it's chopped towards short. Clifford's going to get some action. We'll flip to second for one. The turn by Mendez is not in time as Diaz got up the first baseline in a hurry, and that ball hit slow enough. It was the last hop that Clifford had to back up on that ends up allowing Diaz to leg it out. Diaz safe by maybe a half step. And I was going to say Clifford was starting to move towards the base where he would have just stepped on second and throw it out. But because he had to back up, it ended up allowing the time for Diaz to get down the line. Now Cio swinging. This ground ball is up the middle and through past Mendez. Diaz flying to third. Throw will be cut off by Clifford. And it's first and third. Now for San Jose, they're putting the ball in play early here in the sixth against Mena. Not waiting to see a couple of pitches in the at-bat. They've seen enough. He's working as deep into a game as he has all season. Now Fernando Gonzalez, 0-for-1, hit by a pitch to start the fifth and then came around to score on that Jordan double. Mena's breaking ball misses down and away. Giants scored late in both games of this series. Breaking ball. Gonzalez almost took the same pitch in his back for the second straight at bat. Just missed him. And it's two balls and no strikes. 2-0 pitch. It's roped down the left field line, but way foul. Probably right at the fence distance at 320 down the left field line, just 90 feet to the left of that. 2-1 pitch from Mena with runners on the corners. There goes Cio. Pitch is chopped in front of the plate. Mena's going to come field. His only play is the first. They get the out. And that worked out about as well as it could for everybody there because San Jose didn't want to hit into a double play. So Cio stays out of it. But with the runner going, Grizzlies would have had no shot at two. So they keep the runner at third, take the out. And now Robert Hipwell, who has struck out twice against Mena, has a chance to extend San Jose's lead in the bottom of the sixth. 2-0 Giants with two outs and runners on second and third for the left-hand hitting Hipwell. Mena's first pitch is a fastball from the righty down low, 1-0. Grizzlies playing Hipwell to pull. Blake Wright is way off the line in the bag at third. He has not much of a lead over at third, though, as Hipwell fouls off the 1-0 offering right at the plate, bounced off his leg, and kicked back into the right-hand batter's box opposite him, 1-1. Six hits for San Jose. They've had three of them since the start of the fifth inning. Big hit by Dakota Jordan. 1-1 from Mena is outside with the changeup. Two balls and a strike. Ryan Reckley waiting on deck. And first base open. So how aggressive might Mena be? Dealing with Hipwell, guy he's struck out twice. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him at 91 miles an hour. And it's 2-2. Grizzlies trailing by two, but arguably the biggest pitch since falling behind. Two, two. And Hipwell lays off the breaking ball in the dirt at his feet. Three balls, two strikes. Kavanaugh singled to start the inning into right field, quickly replaced at first by Lizbel Diaz, a faster runner on a fielder's choice. Cio singled. Gonzalez grounded out to the mound. Payoff pitch to Hipwell. Mena out of the stretch, misses with the fastball up and away, and the bases are loaded for Ryan Reckley. Second walk, third free pass. And Cesar Galvez is up out of the Grizzlies' dugout. There is a pitcher warming for Fresno. And they will go to the new arm. Good time to let you know that Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Fisher Jameson coming in for the Grizzlies. Bases loaded in the bottom of the sixth. San Jose threatening to add to a two-run lead at Excite Ballpark on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Oh, no, the PTA. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
So Fisher Jameson's coming on with the bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. The right-hander, a 10th round pick out of Florida last year. The University of Florida, that is. 6'5", 240 pounds, making his sixth appearance, has a 5.73 ERA. In 11 innings, he struck out 12, and Reckley swings at the first pitch. A changeup tailing away for strike one. Reckley 0-for-2 against Minna, who went 5 2/3. Struck out 4, and on the hook for all three of these guys on the bases. Reckley takes, and it's another changeup in for a strike. Minna gave up 6 hits. And both runs that will be earned. But the Giants trying to make it hurt. Jameson ahead 0-2 of Reckley. And a timeout called with the pitch clock winding down. Left-hand hitter Reckley against the big righty Jameson. The 0-2 pitch is pulled foul up the first baseline and into the Giants dugout. We'll do it again. Diaz on third, Cio on second, Hipwell on first. Giants have loaded the bases. They've had at least one on in every inning but the fourth against Brian Minna, the Grizzlies starter. 0-2 pitch. Jameson sails a fastball up high that Juan Castillo came all the way out of his crouch, stood straight-legged all the way up on his tiptoes to keep that from going to the screen and allowing Lisbel Diaz to score the third run of the game for the Giants. 1-2 to Reckley. Jameson deals, and it's outside. Another changeup. That's how Jameson got ahead, 2 changeups. But this one evens the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-0 San Jose. Home half of the sixth, starting to get sticky, and the Giants continue to put guys on base. The 2-2 pitch, up and away, and it's 3-2. The top of the order for the Giants looming on deck and threatening to bust this one open. Payoff pitch directly. 3-2 pitch, does not get the call. Ball four. Forces in the run, and it is 3-0 San Jose. The RBI walk drawn by Reckley. And now Carlos Gutierrez, who is 1-for-3, will come to the plate. Singled back in the fifth and set up the hit by Dakota Jordan that gave San Jose the lead. Jameson misses with the first pitch. A fastball up and away and asks for a new baseball. One ball, no strikes. A lot of speed on the bases for the Giants. 1-0 pitch. Gutierrez watches a sinker across. Called strike. One ball, one strike. One from Jameson. Fastball on the inside corner. Gets a called strike. One and two. Two away. The bottom of the sixth. Jameson's 1-2 pitch. Skips in the dirt and it's off of Castillo. It's going to go towards the Grizzlies dugout. One run that will score. Hipwell stops at third, Reckley at second, and it is 4-0 San Jose. Skipped well out in front of the plate. Oh, that was maybe 55 feet. And not much that Juan Castillo could do. So 4-0 San Jose. 1-2 pitch to Gutierrez. Grounded to second. Mendez stays down. We'll pick it up and throw out Gutierrez to end the inning. But San Jose has added to its lead. Two more runs. They had just two hits in the inning. They benefit from a couple of walks, including one that forces a run in. And so the line final for Brian Mena, 5 2/3, 4 earned runs, struck out 4, walked 2, and gave up 6 hits. Threw 6 complete at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. It's the Giants 4, the Grizzlies 0. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Come out to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Come for a seat close to the action. Come for Parker living their best life. Come with your family, your friends, and your friends who feel like family. Come for the food. Come for the food trucks. Come for the player autographs and high fives. Come for the fireworks. Come for the fun. Stay for the baseball. Only in minor league baseball.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Elian Ryo will be the new third baseman for San Jose. He's going to come into Jacob Christian's spot, which is third in the order, due up second in the bottom of the 7th. And Robert Hipwell has moved to first base. Blake Wright, Felix Senna, Luis Mendez to the plate against Cole Hillier in the top of the 7th. San Jose leads Fresno now 4-0. The Giants have scored 2 runs in both the 5th and 6th innings. And just slowly pulling away from the Grizzlies here in the 3rd game of this series. First pitch to Wright. Bends in for a strike. That slider that Hillier will feature. He's ahead 0-1. Blake Wright 0-2. Strike out, grounded out. And Wright pops up to right center field. Dakota Jordan, with his hand stretched towards the sky coming in, will secure it for the first out of the inning. So it's about when last night the ball started getting hard to see for the Giants, as the Grizzlies hit a couple of balls above the lights that were lost, one to right field and one to left center. That helped open things up for the Grizzlies offense. But one out, nobody on, and Felix Tena, who is 1-2, coming to the plate and swings and misses at a breaking ball from Hillier. It's 0-1. I was saying earlier, Hillier was mostly a high leverage guy in college, and for the Giants, he has been a versatile guy. He's been able to pitch in a lot of different situations. 0-1 slider fouled off by Tena. And it's 0-2, and he certainly can be trusted with a lead. And he is backing up a really solid outing from Drake George, the longest outing in his professional career. First fastball that runs out of the zone from Hillier's hand. Tena's helmet fell off as he was leaning out of the way. 1-2. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and a changeup that had Tena off balance. Third strikeout for Hillier, and there's 2 outs in the 7th. And Luis Mendez will come to the plate, 1-2. Well, it's been kind of a gut punch of a night for Fresno. 2 outs, nobody on, and Mendez takes a strike on the outside. Offense has had trouble getting going. got a great start from Brian Mena. Couple of pitches difference, and this is still a 0-0 game. Mendez taps it on the ground to second. Reckley coming in, fields, and throws to Hipwell now at first base. Two in the inning. Cole Hillier has retired all six hitters he has faced, and it is stretch time in San Jose. Giants out in front of the Grizzlies, 4-0 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Are you looking for fresh, delicious seafood in Fresno? California Fish Grill offers a wide variety of sustainably sourced fish, including salmon, tilapia, halibut, shrimp, and crab. Their menu features grilled, fried, and blackened options, so there's something for every seafood lover. With a casual, family-friendly atmosphere, California Fish Grill is the perfect spot to enjoy a tasty meal. Stop by today and experience the delicious flavors of the coast right here in Fresno, and don't forget to tell them the Grizzlies sent you.
Grizzlies on the road until May 6th, but Chicchansi Park offers the best outdoor gathering place in the valley, from groups of 20 to 1,000, from the pool to the Estrella Jalisco Cantina. There are options for groups of any size. Now's the perfect time to call. Maybe tomorrow, though. Call 559-320-4487, but you can visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/groups for more information. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue, and ready to serve Grizzly fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. So both starters, Brian Mena and Drake George, did well. But George just a little bit better, as the Giants got to Mena in the fifth for two runs, and it was Dakota Jordan's two-run double with two outs in the inning that opened the scoring. Giants added two more in the sixth to chase Mena from the game. And now Fisher Jameson, who walked a batter to force in a run, and then a wild pitch got home another. Misses with the first pitch to Jordan. One ball, no strikes. Jameson out of the line and gets Jordan to bounce one to short. Fielded by the new shortstop, Nolan Clifford. And he throws out Jordan to start this inning. That was the other gut punch I was trying to get to last inning. Kelvin Hidalgo grounded out in his last at-bat in the sixth, facing Hillier, and didn't run it out because he came up hurt, so he has been pulled from this game. Now Clifford into the game. And for the Giants, Elion Rayo has come in, hitting for Jacob Christian here. Pipes up the first pitch behind the plate. Castillo will watch it go into the seats. There's about five rows of chair backs here at Excite Ballpark that wrap around from dugout to dugout. And then everything above that is benches with backs. 0-1 to Rayo, and he takes down and in. So first at bat today of Rayo is the starting third baseman on Tuesday. He's hitting 143, 4 for 28, making his ninth appearance this year. Rayo fouls off a breaking ball from Fisher Jameson over the top of the press box, and it's 1-2. Jameson's sixth outing of the season, giving up a couple of runs in each of his last two outings that were against the Storm at home last week. Skips one in the dirt to Rayo. And they count even, two balls, two strikes. One out in the bottom of the seventh. Jameson winds and deals, and Rayo rips it through the left side as it skips between Wright and Clifford out into left field. A one-out knock for Elion Rayo. And now Drew Kavanaugh will be the hitter. Kavanaugh 1 for 3 tonight. couple of first pitch swinging at bats against Brian Mena, and he takes the first pitch from Fisher Jameson in 92 on the inner black for a called strike, 0-1. Series will continue through the weekend, tomorrow night at 7 p.m., Saturday at 5, Sunday at 1. Big swing and a miss by Kavanaugh, and Jameson ahead 0-2, so different start times the rest of the week. In fact, five different start times in the six-game series. 0-2, swing and a miss. And Castillo keeps it in front with first base occupied. Jameson got him to chase on a slider down low, and Kavanaugh down on strikes. So two away, and Lisbel Diaz one for three. Ryle leading off first, and Diaz takes a big hack at a slider. Started off the plate inside and broke in, and Diaz was trying to rip it into left field. 0-1. Two away in the bottom of the seventh. Giants leading 4-0. Jameson spikes a slider in the dirt. Good block by Castillo. 1-1. Giants out hitting Fresno tonight, 7-3. 1-1 popped up right behind us over our heads and out of play. Said it a couple of times, but so much lower here in San Jose and closer to the plate. So foul ball is going over my head. Quite an adventure. Fastball upstairs. 2-2. Of course, I think Chuck Chancey Park has the highest press box in the California League. It's the only one on the third story. 2-2. Diaz yanks it into the left field corner, and it's down for extra bases. Rios going to third. Hotvey got it up against the warning track. Rios stops at third. Diaz a double, his second hit of the game. And San Jose with two outs once again. They did it in the fifth. They scored two runs after two were out in the sixth. And they're threatening once again in the seventh. Giancarlo Cio, who is 1-for-3, singled and scored his last time up, will come to the plate. San Jose with a four-run lead. Jameson kicks and deals a fastball. Called strike just under the belt of Cio, and it's 0-1. Wind blowing firmly out to left now. The Grizzlies' defense, especially in the outfield, shaded that way. 0-1 in the dirt. Infield, though, shaded for the left-hander to pull the ball on the ground. Mendez is pulled way towards first. Heels on the grass. Fitz are off the line a couple of steps at first base. And then the shortstop, Nolan Clifford, just a couple of steps to the left field side of second. Fastball high from Jameson. 2-1 to the shortstop, Cio. Giants, constant base runners in this series. They left 15 guys on last night. They have left 6 on so far tonight. Good pitch by Jameson. Doesn't get the call. Cio jumped out of the way. Looked like that ball was over the middle of the plate. Jameson felt like should have had strike two. Instead, 3-1. 3-1 pitch. And Cio skies it into center field. And to his right goes Yaker Reyes into the left center field gap for the catch and the out. And two more stranded for San Jose. They've left 5 on in the last 3 innings, but they have scored 4 runs since the fifth, and it is 4-0. Giants leading the Grizzlies to the eighth we go at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. New pitcher for the Giants coming on. We'll tell you about him at the beginning of next inning on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chansey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable only in downtown Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Third pitcher of the game for the San Jose Giants will be the right-hander Ben Peterson, an undrafted free agent out of the University of North Carolina, originally from Cary, North Carolina, 6'4", 225 pounds. Big right-hander is 0-1 in four appearances thus far this year. Struck out four in 5 2/3, allowed three runs, and he'll deal with the bottom third of the Grizzlies' order. Francisco Garcia, Juan Castillo, Kevin Fitzer due up. First pitch from Peterson. Fastball on the inside. It's 0-1. Garcia 0-2. Both of his bats against Drake George. He didn't see Cole Hillier because Hillier only faced six batters and retired them all over the sixth and seventh innings, protecting the Giants' four-run lead. Fastball at 93. Misses inside from Peterson, and it's 1-1. Righty out of the stretch deals a slider off the plate away, and Garcia takes 2-1. Grizzlies haven't had a base runner since a single by Juan Castillo in the fifth with 2 outs. 2-1 pitch, and Garcia pops it up into shallow center. Back goes the shortstop, Cio, and leaning towards his left out towards the fence, makes the catch. And that's the first out in the eighth. Something to watch the rest of this series. Tomorrow night is a 7 o'clock start, and the Giants outfielders have been having a hard time when the lights come on, picking up those fly balls that have gotten above the lights. Dakota Jordan never saw that one, and he turned to Carlos Gutierrez, and he said, "Was it just me?" Here's Juan Castillo, who ducks out of the way of a curveball that slipped out of the hand of Peterson. 1-0. Castillo 1-2. Grizzlies catcher tonight singled back in the fourth. Also hit one pretty hard out into left field when the Grizzlies were threatening back in the second inning. That was the best rally for Fresno against Drake George. 2 1-out singles in the second by Tena and Mendez. And then Castillo hit one right at the left fielder Diaz. 2-0 pitch. Down and in to Castillo. 3-0. So just not a lot of activity for Fresno tonight, and that has been the difference in those 9 losses this year. 3-0 pitch. Down low, ball 4. 4-pitch walk to the Grizzlies catcher, and they've been needing the base runner. That's just their fourth of the game. And Kevin Fitzer is coming to the plate. Mentioned at the top of the broadcast, the thing that swung the game yesterday is they had 6 of what they call those game-winning situations, and they executed in 5 of them. Fitzer stands in 0-2, 1-out, 1-on, and Peterson's first pitch is low, ball 1 with a cutter. But on Tuesday, they had just 1 of them, and I would imagine it's a similar number to what tonight has been. 1-0 pitch. That's too low to Fitzer. 2-0 and so On the flip side, the Giants walked 9 guys yesterday, as did the Grizzlies pitching staff, but that helped set up a lot of the traffic for Fresno. Peterson, 94, pumps in a strike, 2-1. But George and Hillier, in 7 innings, did not walk a batter. Peterson got a pop out and then issued the walk to Castillo. 2-1 pitch at the knees of Fitzer, 2-2. Kind of coin flips, but Peterson might just be content to live there. 2-2 pitch. And he does. Third straight fastball at the knees. Fitzer never swung. And it's called strike 3. Ben Peterson with a key second out as the lineup flips over for the Grizzlies. And Yaker Reyes, who is 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts, coming to the plate. Grizzlies have struck out 10 times tonight. And that has been part of what has robbed their opportunities this year. First pitch strike to Reyes. And it's 0-1. Castillo leads off first with 2 outs. Reyes showing bunt and then takes down low. Grizzlies had struck out double digits in 11 of the first 13 games. Reyes sprays a pitch foul, and it's 1-2. They had gone 4 consecutive games, these last 4, including last night, in which they had at least held that number to single digits. 1-2 pitch. Reyes bends out of the way of a curveball that was breaking at him, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So that double-digit number just represents a lack of opportunities for the offense. 2-2 pitch. Reyes pops it up down the left field line. I think this is playable. Late break for Diaz into foul territory. Reaching up, makes the catch, and touches the netting for good measure. So not a strikeout, but the Grizzlies, despite the 1 walk, can't do anything with it in the 8th. San Jose will try to add to its lead in the bottom of the inning. 4-0 Giants at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks, both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss, so get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Four to nothing, San Jose, bottom of the 8th inning, as Tyler Hampu will come on to make his 7th appearance of the year for the Fresno Grizzlies. No record, but a 6.35 ERA, giving up 4 runs in 5 2/3, struck out 6, but has walked 7. And he will face the bottom third of the Giants order, Fernando Gonzalez, Robert Hipwell, and Ryan Reckley, due up against the righty Hampu. Gonzalez started the scoring for San Jose. He was hit by a pitch to start the 5th inning. And he takes a strike from Hampu. It's 0-1. He came around to score on Dakota Jordan's 2-out, 2-run double. Ampu misses with the slider away. One ball, one strike. But just not a lot of opportunities for Fresno tonight. Maybe the only one really in the second. And meanwhile, the Giants with two runs in the fifth, two runs in the sixth. The difference in this game. Gonzalez fouls off a sinker off to the right side, and it's 1-2. Hampu from Austin Peay. A 6'2 right-hander, 18th round pick by the Rockies last year. His 1-2 pitch is up and out, two balls and two strikes. Of course, I like talking about when guys were drafted because the NFL draft is this evening. Two-two pitch. And Gonzalez, the check swing, he was able to hold up the appeal to first, and Frankie Gonzalez says no swing. The count's full 3-2. We're not too far away from where the San Francisco 49ers play in Santa Clara. Payoff pitch to Gonzalez, and this is lifted deep down the left field line. Hotvey doesn't see it. It's into the corner in left field. Hotvey looking, and that ball is gone. Didn't really matter who could see it as it disappears over the left field fence. Fernando Gonzalez is added to the San Jose lead in the eighth on his first home run of 2025. Just his fifth game this season, he gets his first homer, his first RBI, and he has been the catalyst in the offense tonight for San Jose. Now Robert Hipwell, now playing first base, as Hampu deals a strike, it's 0-1. Hipwell 0-2 with a walk, he has struck out twice. A 1 pitch. On the inside corner, strike two. I was going to say that 49ers facility not too far from here, and walked around it today, and it really did feel like the movie Draft Day. It was so quiet around the stadium. 0-2 pitch, skips in the dirt in the right-hand batter's box. I believe it's 1-2 to Hipwell. I might be wrong. Well, one ball, two strikes. Nobody out here in the eighth. Pitch from Hampu is down low. And it's two balls and two strikes. But the baseball draft starting to become more of a thing in the summer. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Hipwell went three quarters of the way around. But knew it. It's his third strikeout. Hampu's first of the night. And there's one away. Showing a replay of the Gonzalez home run. And he literally golfed it down the left field line. And pretty much right down the line in left field. Ball went over the window in the bullpen. Swing and a miss by Ryan Reckley. Suppose when it gets into that place, you really want to see it. I don't know that anybody really saw it go out, but it landed in the Grizzlies' bullpen. Another check swing. Reckley goes three quarters of the way as well. He's down 0-2 to Hampu. Tomorrow night, starter Jackson Cox was talking about when he got drafted by the Rockies. 0-2 pitch. Hampu gets a swing and a miss by Reckley, and there's two outs in the eighth inning. And Jackson was saying that it was a cool event because a lot of the guys that he was drafted with in 2023 were brought out to Denver and Coors Field, and they did some press upon their signing. Carlos Gutierrez stands in, 1-for-4. Hampu misses with a fastball away, ball one. A little bit low. And I think that's something that baseball has done a lot better job over the last 10, 15 years, is where 30 years ago it was your name popping up on a computer screen or maybe getting a phone call. Gutierrez swings through the 1-0. 1-1 pitch from Hampu runs outside. 2 balls and a strike. So the baseball draft starting to be a lot of fun as well. Thinking about it any time there's a draft throughout the spring, since all the other leagues hold their draft during baseball season, it is kind of the unofficial, official start of draft season across professional sports. 2-2 to Gutierrez. Hampu delivers down and low. And in, 3-2. Down and in was the word I was looking for. Payoff pitch forthcoming to Gutierrez. 2 outs in the 8th. Run already in for the Giants to make it 5-0. And it's a called strike 3. Good spot from Hampu as he gets a string of strikeouts, 3 of them, after giving up the home run. Gonzalez extending the Giants' lead 5-0. To the 9th we go. Peterson's going to try and shut it down for San Jose. Third game of the 6-game series. Grizzlies trailing by 5 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't pollute, just recycle. It's easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using a certified collection center or the City of Fresno's curbside collection program to recycle your used motor oil and oil filters. Call the City of Fresno at 621-1452 to request free program containers. Pour used uncontaminated oil in the containers, place used oil filters into the program plastic bag, and place next to your blue cart on collection day. It's that simple. Go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. It happens here.
Top of the 9th, Grizzlies got a lot of work to do. Down 5-0 to San Jose. Third game of a 6-game series. And just not a lot of life for the Grizzlies offense. Nolan Clifford had to come in the bottom of the 6th after Kelvin Hidalgo was injured trying to leg out a ground ball. And this is Clifford's first at bat leading off the 9th inning. It'll be Clifford, Hopvey, and Wright to face Ben Peterson, who walked one last inning, but has continued to keep the Grizzlies scoreless. Grizzlies haven't had a hit since the 5th. First pitch strike to Nolan Clifford, and it's 0-1. He's hitting .241. Left-hand hitter has 7 hits. All 7 of his hits have come between 3 games. He has 3 multi-hit games. Breaking ball bends over the outside corner. Peterson ahead 0-2. Trying to break up what has been a slow offensive night for Fresno. 0-2 pitch in the dirt with the breaking ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Grizzlies have only had 4 base runners, 3 hits, the last one in the 5th. The other 2 came in the 2nd. 1-2 pitch, fouled off by Clifford. And count remains 1 ball, 2 strikes. Hidalgo is 0-for-3 in this spot before. One-two pitch. too far inside. Two balls, two strikes. It's a great start by Drake George, the longest outing of his pro career. Five scoreless innings where he struck out six. 2-2 from Peterson on the outside corner. And Clifford goes down looking to start the ninth. Second strikeout for Peterson. And there's one out, nobody on for Tommy Hotvey, who's 0-3. Cole Hillier worked two scoreless innings, in which he struck out three, retired all six batters he faced. And Peterson allowed just the one walk so far in an inning into third. First pitch floats out of his hand to the switch hitter Hotvey, batting from the left side against the righty Peterson. It's 1-0. Pitch. On the inside corner, it's a strike. It's 1-1. Hotvey right up on top of the plate, and it's not to get hit. He just wants the contact more in on his hands using that new torpedo bat. 1-1 pitch. Misses inside. Two balls and a strike, but it's interesting because I think teams are trying to attack him inside. And over about the last 10 days, it has not worked. Ball in the dirt. Three balls and a strike to Hotvey. Three-one pitch. Hotvey hammers it deep into right field. Back goes Gutierrez. He will watch it clang off the scoreboard for the fourth homer of the year for Tommy Hotvey. His first from the left side, and the Grizzlies are on the board late. The solo homer by Hotvey. And Fresno makes it 5-1. San Jose. Got a fastball up and out over the plate and absolutely crushed it off of the scoreboard in right center. Now Blake Wright takes a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. So more than a step in the right direction for Fresno. It certainly shows the offense that they just need to put it together. Pitch down low. One ball, one strike. Hotvey really swinging it well. And switch hitter with pop from both sides. A 1-1 pitch. Down and in. Two balls and a strike. He hit the triple last week against Lake Elsinore left-handed. Pulled it down the right field line. And he has emphasized he is not a home run hitter. He is trying to hit line drives. 2-1 pitch. Chop towards third. Ryo backing up. Gets a high hop. Gets rid of it quickly. And it's a couple steps ahead of Blake Wright for the second out. So two are away. And Felix Tena will try to keep it going. Grizzlies trailing by four in the bottom of the ninth. Ben Peterson on the mound for San Jose, trying to complete two full innings of work. Breaking ball into Tena, and it's 0-1. But the rally starters have been what the challenge has been for Fresno, and it has shown up again tonight. A 1 pitch, swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt, and it's 0-2. Of course, they're down more than a couple of guys right now who could potentially help with that. But down to their final strike. Peterson's 0-2. And Tena, a soft liner to short. They will say that Cio caught it, and that is the ball game. A sinking line drive snagged by Giancarlo Cio ends this one. And the Fresno Grizzlies fall to the San Jose Giants 5-1. And they're going to drop to 8 and 10 on the season. San Jose now 10 and 8. San Jose takes the first two games of this series. Drake George, the winning pitcher tonight, he is now 1-1. Brian Mina suffers the loss. He is 0-2. This game only took 2 hours and 13 minutes to complete in front of 1,214 people. 58 degrees here in San Jose on a chilly Thursday evening. We'll take a break when we wrap this one up. We will take a look at tomorrow's matchup and take a look around the California League. Fresno falls tonight 5-1 to San Jose. The Chuck Chancy Gold postgame show coming up next.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Nope. Not adulting today. Bills? No way. Work emails? Deleted. Meal prepping? Those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive. Perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota. Let's go places.
This is the Fresno Grizzlies postgame show. Back to the booth to recap tonight's game with the voice of the Fresno Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
One pitch. Hoppy hammers it deep into right field. Back goes Gutierrez. He will watch it cling off the scoreboard for the fourth homer of the year for Tommy Hoppy. His first from the left side, and the Grizzlies are on the board late. The solo homer by Hoppy.
Well, that was really the only thing that the Grizzlies offense had to cheer about tonight as Fresno falls to San Jose 5-1. A late homer by Hopvey gets Fresno on the board, prevents San Jose from shutting them out for the second time in this series. But the offense stifled by San Jose's great pitching, something they knew coming in could be a challenge. And tonight it was the Giants who capitalized and win this one 5-1. This is the Chuck Chancy Gold postgame show. You can come on up to Chuck Chancy Gold and join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops for a day or an extended giveaway. Chuck Chancy promises an unforgettable experience. Well, the starters tonight were really solid. Brian Mina for the Grizzlies, Drake George for San Jose, and they matched zeros for the first four innings tonight with Mina working around a base runner in each of the first three innings. He set down San Jose in order in the fourth. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies' best rally of the evening was in the second when Felix Tennis singled to the third baseman Robert Hipwell. Luis Mendez lined a single into left field, but a strikeout and a flyout ended the threat, and the Grizzlies wouldn't get any closer against George. In fact, the only other hit they would have came in the top of the fifth when Juan Castillo singled with two outs. But Drake George got a strikeout to end his outing. He struck out six over five scoreless innings, didn't walk anybody, and surrendered just three hits. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Fernando Gonzalez was hit by a pitch to start the inning, but Brian Mina looked like he was going to do his tightrope magic act all over again. He struck out Robert Hipwell. He struck out Ryan Reckley. But then Carlos Gutierrez laced a single into left field, and kept the inning going. Then, in a full count at bat to Dakota Jordan, the Giants center fielder broke the scoring open. He laced a double into left center field, scored both runs, and gave the Giants the two-run lead. San Jose would add in the sixth inning a leadoff single by Drew Kavanaugh. Even though he was erased, Lisbel Diaz reached on the fielder's choice on a ground ball he hit to the shortstop, Nolan Clifford, who had just come into the game after Kelvin Hidalgo left due to injury. Giancarlo Cio singled, and that put two on. Fernando Gonzalez grounded out in front of the plate, moved the runners to second and third. Robert Hipwell walked to load the bases. Mena was lifted from the game. Fisher Jameson came in, but walked Ryan Reckley to force in a run, and then a wild pitch scored Cio to make it a two-run inning for the Giants. That would be plenty. They were up 4-0, but they added on in the bottom of the eighth against Tyler Hampu. Fernando Gonzalez, who started everything in the fifth, hit a solo homer, a fly ball that got lost above the lights in left field, cleared the wall into the Grizzlies bullpen down the left field line, and that made it 5-0 San Jose. Hampu would strike out the side to end the eighth inning, but then the Grizzlies would show some life in the ninth. Tommy Hopvey, with one out, laced that home run that you heard at the start of the postgame show. His first left-handed home run. He had hit all three of his homers from the right side, but unfortunately it snaps the streak of Grizzlies wins in games in which Hopvey had homered. They were 3-0 in those games, but they fall tonight as Ben Peterson gets the final two outs to preserve the 5-1 win. One more time, the final line score. Fresno, one run on four hits, one error. They leave four on. San Jose, five runs, nine hits, no errors, eight left on. Drake George the win. He is now 1-1. Brian Mena, a really good outing. Both starters went the longest they had this year. Mena, 5 2/3, but he falls to 0-2. Game 2 hours and 13 minutes in front of 1,214 people at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. We'll take one more break. When we come back, we'll take a look around the Cal League as well as see how the other Colorado Rockies affiliates are doing. 5-1, San Jose beats Fresno. Game 3 of this series. San Jose has a 2-1 advantage in the 6-game set. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Nope. Not adulting today. Bills? No way. Work emails? Deleted. Meal prepping? Those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive. Perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota. Let's go places.
San Jose beats Fresno tonight by the final score of 5-1. Giants improved to 10-8 on the season. Fresno falls to 8-10, and the Grizzlies came into the day in fourth place in the Northern Division. They were 5 games back of Modesto. The irony is, if the Grizzlies were in the South, they'd be in second place right now. But either way, would still be seeding ground, and the Northern Division is staying pretty compact. Stockton and Modesto are only in the fifth inning right now, but Stockton leads the division-leading Nuts 5-0, so San Jose poised to gain a game on Modesto. But Stockton is the second-place team right now in the North, and a win by the Ports tonight would pull them within a game of first place Modesto, but San Jose poised to move within three if that score line holds up. It's still a long way to go there. There is a final in the South. Rancho Cucamonga, the Quakes, who lead the Southern Division, beat Inland Empire 5-1. And so Rancho holding the advantage in the South and getting a little extra cushion. But the other team that was tied for second coming into the day, Visalia, leads Lake Elsinore 6-2. That game still going on in the eighth inning down at Lake Elsinore. And then the Colorado Rockies affiliates tonight, Somerset beat Hartford 2-0. Albuquerque fell to Reno 8-7, and Eugene is leading Spokane 6-3 in the seventh. So after last night when all four Rockies affiliates won, tonight Spokane the last hope as they are trailing 6-3 to Eugene in the seventh inning there. Tomorrow night, Friday night, 7 o'clock start. I think they're doing fireworks after the game, and that is part of the reason for a little bit later start. Told you five different start times for the six-game series. We played at 6 o'clock last night, 6 o'clock tonight. But the Grizzlies are going to turn to right-hander Jackson Cox. And another tough matchup as a really good starter. Big 6'6 lefty Greg Ferrone out of the University of Alabama will oppose him for San Jose. First pitch at 7 o'clock tomorrow night from Excite Ballpark. We'll have our pregame show starting at 6:45 for the fourth game of that six-game series. Plenty of life left in this series, and the Grizzlies will be back at it tomorrow night when they take on the San Jose Giants. Well, that'll do it. One more time, the score. Fresno falls to San Jose 5-1. Drake George and Brian Mena both factoring into the decisions. Some good starting pitching tonight. From Excite Ballpark in San Jose, I'm Tim Slack. Thanks for listening. Good night.